Travel Talk with Egypt Air. Explore a world of history and beauty with four weekly direct flights to Cairo. Enjoy the warm winter and get ready to embark on your Egyptian adventure.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
It's Travel Talk back for 2024 and a very happy new year to you, Ed. How's the Christmas for you?
Brilliant, Robbie. Brilliant. I had a great time down in Cork. It was fantastic. And I'm full of beans. I had a great rest. And yeah,
it's full of beans. It's like an elastic band dragging you home for Christmas, Cork, isn't it?
It is, yeah, absolutely. And it was lovely. Yeah, really nice. And a lovely, quiet, very enjoyable New Year's Eve. A nice little dinner party here in Dublin at a friend's house. Very nice, Robbie. Yeah, lovely. And you know, I heard you talking about the Friends experience and I went to see it. It's up until the end of January here in the Point Village.
And it's doing so well.
Listen,
isn't it?
Yeah, the Lewis, I came in this morning full, people full. I'm where are they all? It's usually not so busy. It's all the Friends experience. But Robbie, it's fabulous. My sister and my nephew and niece are Friends aficionados, right? Mm. They're a bit obsessed with Friends. They were, oh, look, there's the sofa. There's this. I hadn't a clue. Like, I watched it all, but you know, a while ago, Robbie. But it was fab. Yeah, I loved it. So if anyone wants to go, the photographs are brilliant. Mm. You know, that's really one of the big things. You're actually in the set and it's all just like you're in the actual, you're on Friends itself. So I really, really enjoyed it.
Yeah,
it was great.
It's on up, I think, till the 28th. So you kind of get,
yeah,
get
absolutely
down there to
it. So thanks for that, Robbie. You mentioned it was great. It was really enjoyable.
Now,
so,
look, the new year, right? People are thinking holidays. They're thinking of the sunshine, city breaks. What can we look forward to this year? Maybe if you're looking for an active holiday or something a little different.
Yeah, now I would say to you, right, I totally agree with what you're saying there. I think a lot of people, I'm getting loads of emails from people, they want to do something different. Mm. And one of the best things that I did this year, last year now, sorry Robbie, was the Caminito del Rey. Now, this is funny because the Caminito del Rey is the King's Pathway. It's just 40 minutes from Malaga on the train that you go to Seville. It's €6 on the train. You get off at El Choro. That's the stop. Now, it was called this. King Alfonso the 13th in 1921 opened up this and he bravely walked along this path. It was called the most dangerous walk in the world, Robbie. People actually died walking along this because it was quite dangerous. Mm. In 2015, they completely renovated it and you have all these beautiful boardwalks which hug all these cliffs. You've glass, some parts of it are glass. Now, it's a gorge and it's almost like if you were in Utah or the Grand Canyon, this is what you're thinking here. It is just sublime, you know, buzzards flying overhead. It really is. But part of why Spain, I suppose, is so diverse, but it's beautiful. It's 8 kilometres. You go, you get your helmet. You have to wear a helmet. It's €18 to do the general admission, which I liked to do because I was with my friend Sarah, who's an Instagram nut job. So every 2 minutes, if you were on a tour with her,
I think I've
she'd be thrown
actually
over the side of the actual cliff.
And do you need to be very fit for this?
No, not at all. I mean, it is a walk, right? Mm. So it's just it's a lovely walk along the boardwalk. Now, it still has the adrenaline rush, right? I mean, you know, it was when King Alfonso did it, they opened a huge dam there, which is like there's a beautiful valley there, right? So he stayed, like that was the reason that it was opened, to get access to the actual dam. But now it's amazing. The town of El Choro has one hotel called La Gargantua and it's fab. If you wanted to do a real treat, you could stay there for a night. You sit on the veranda. They have a huge, big, open kind of veranda and you look down into the valley and while you're sipping your very nice Rioja, it's very not expensive, only about 104 a night for a double there.
Lovely.
Again, Spain, of course, is such good value. The train, Robbie, is brilliant from Malaga. You go there and it's absolutely
and
brilliant.
And it's dirt cheap to use the transport, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, fantastic. Now, the other thing that I really enjoy there as well, there's a great company there called Malaga Activa Tours and they have this other really great value. They pick you up at the hotel. Now, you're back in Malaga now and they do this amazing thing, Robbie. Think snorkeling in crystal clear water in this natural park, hidden paths, tropical fauna and flora. Like it's like you're in Costa Rica. I never thought this was in Andalusia, right? Mm. And it's literally about an hour from, it's in this place called the Axacria Valley. And it's absolutely beautiful. The El Saltillo Gorge. And you also go to this lovely white village. Now, It's really great value, Robbie, because there's all these beautiful bridges there. You have this stunning Mediterranean landscape, olive trees, think around you. And then you have a lovely, very, very healthy New Year fruit, healthy lunch that they include as well.
Okay.
Which is really, really good. And that place is really nice. Now, they are, they're really, there's two tours you can do there. The El Morro, there's another one, Robbie, which is like the Cliffs of Morro, sorry, it's called. And they take you down to this, you can't access it normally. They bring you down to these beautiful, like, hidden beaches. Mm. And you can swim in these lovely little beaches.
And is there any particular time of the year you should do these? Well, or is like, it all year round?
You can, Malaga, like last year, the year before, I think it was, I was in Malaga in December, it was 22 degrees. You know, you can be very lucky where you, like, the south of Spain. But, yeah. They start now. The guys in the activity place that was just starting, Malaga Activity Trust, they're starting next week.
Right.
So it's very nice. I mean, you know, the weather down there is much, of course, much more clement and warmer than it is here. Malaga itself, Robbie, of course, you know, is a fabulous city. You know, traditionally we go left and right and we go down the coast, we fly into Malaga. But as a city, it's amazing. Like, we love Malaga, do these amazing tapas tours.
It's a place people don't actually stay in. They kind of use it as a hub, don't they?
Oh, it's brilliant. Listen, Malaga would be one of the places, if you said to me you have to live somewhere in Spain, Valencia or Malaga would be probably the places I'd be torn with. But I'd probably, Malaga is one of the really, really great spots. And again, you have so many places. But when you go inland, right, there, the places I was talking about, those tours that the guys pick you up and they arrange everything for you. The coastline, I mean, when you go inside, the actual natural landscape, as I said there, you've this tropical vegetation, you've these whitewashed mountain villages, so much to discover. Like, so I was just absolutely in love with the whole place, and I'll be going back again now. I'll probably do it in April. Easter is the 31st of March this year, so
it's
a little bit earlier.
This year, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. that'll be my go-to one.
So what will people search for now if they're looking for this?
Well, yeah, I would say the Caminito del Rey, the Spanish website for all over Spain is spain.info, but the Caminito del Rey, as I said, the King's Pathway, and Malaga Activia or Activa Tours. I'll put it up on our podcast page as well, the details for people. So if they want to email me, it's ed@traveltalk.ie.
And what sort of money are we looking at flight-wise?
Now, of course, Malaga has loads of flights, Robbie, as you know. There's loads of, all the airlines fly there from here, like Ryanair, Aer Lingus, of course, great fares. From about, I was looking there for early April, and I was looking at about 120 return, 130 return now, which is
That's
great.
Okay.
Yeah. So there's a lot of interesting, there's very good fares there for this year. So I really enjoyed that. Now, another one that a lot of people were asking me about, remember I was to go skiing and I broke the leg and I wasn't great. Snowshoe hiking, Robbie, right? It's my latest fun alpine snow pursuit, and it's so cheap to do because they're only €25 to buy your snowshoes. They're not like tennis rackets anymore. They're very fancy now, carbon fiber based. You can hire them for €25 a day. And I went to this amazing place early last year, Stockhorn, stockhorn.ch. It's in, you can fly into Zurich or Switzerland, just Interlaken. You can get the train from there, the Jungfrau region. And you do this amazing, they have 70 kilometres of hiking. So you don't have to miss out on mountains and beautiful snow if you don't ski. It's still accessible. If you wanted to just go snowshoe hiking, it's great. And you trundle along and you go, you've all these kilometres. We had a great
hike. For those of us
hike.
Too scared to ski.
Yeah, well, if you've broken your leg three times, like some people I know, Robbie, right? You're right, a bit of a daredevil, Eddie the Eagle. But it really is fantastic. And you're up there in the mountains. The Stockhorn, that area is 1,290 metres above sea level. I was ice fishing, you know, cut a hole in the ice. Do you ever see that in the cartoons years ago?
Did you catch anything?
I did. I got a small fish. I don't know what it was. I put it back anyway. But do you know what I had afterwards? The fondue. They have this huge, big ice igloo, which is like a nice restaurant. And you go in. It's a nice ice restaurant, right?
Right.
And you go in and you can sit. If the weather's nice, the sun was shining, Robbie, because you're up so high. And we had, you know, the traditional cheese fondue, dipping your bread in the gorgeous melted cheese and all the different meats. And some beautiful Swiss wine and beers there, but it was fantastic. And you can get the train all over Switzerland, as you know, with the Swiss Travel Pass. So if anyone wants to do something really cool, you can do that right up to April. It's a real getaway from it all. You can do it yourself, or you can do as a part of a group. You can book a group, as I said, like do a small, they do 12 people, but it's a great cheap alternative to the big ski holidays. And snowshoe hiking is so healthy for you, Robbie. You really feel your glutes when you're back in the hotel that evening. It's brilliant.
There you go. You've ticked off all your New Year's resolutions to get fit.
Yeah, so really, really good. The other place, Murren, is very near as well. That's another great place to do it. You know, there's a few different places. Murren, of course, one of the original places where kind of skiing began as well. From originally Kandahar, would you believe it, where skiing originated in Afghanistan. There's another story there, Robbie. But that's a great area, Murren, as well. Another thing that I think as well, people were saying to me, and we'll talk about it again, brilliant little cruises around islands, like in Croatia, for example. Croatia is a fantastic, they have 1,000 islands. These boats have like 32, 40 people. You have your own chef and you sail out around these islands that you'd never get to normally, and you swim in the gorgeous Adriatic Sea and you eat all this gorgeous Croatian Mediterranean food. Christina Cruises is a great one for that.
Whetting the appetite here.
Croatia.ie, have a look on there, because I know people are always asking me, where do you go? But Robbie, it's great. And they would be things that I would say to people, be a bit adventurous and, you know, push yourself a little bit for the new year, and you'll just enjoy
comfort zone
it.
A bit and try and something new.
Absolutely. And it's so nice because solo travellers, you can do all these solo couples, families, you know, and you meet people from all over the world on these little trips. And I think for the new year, Robbie, that's what it's all about.
Travel Talk with Egypt Air. Explore a world of history and beauty with 4 weekly direct flights to Cairo. Enjoy the warm winter and get ready to embark on your Egyptian adventure.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.